You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. The president-elect of the Syracuse Common Council says she has high hopes going into a new mayoral administration that will bring a different tone to City Hall. Democrat Helen Hudson publicly supported and campaigned for independent Ben Walsh over fellow Democrat Juanita Perez Williams. She says she got to know Walsh as a calm, thoughtful person during her time as councilor-at-large and his 6 years as the city's deputy commissioner of business development.
He's going to listen very, very thoughtfully to what you say, and from there he'll make his choice. We've had conversations about things in this election that I was staunchly for and he was teetering on being against. And that's okay, because we have to figure out a way to compromise, which we did.
Hudson says cooperation is essential because just about every discussion going forward will not be easy.
We're not going into this like, okay, we're a city that just has all of this money flowing. So we don't have time to sit back and go back and forth, because we're like 2 years away from a government takeover. We have to hit the ground running. We can't be confrontational.
Hudson says they'll be diving into the best ways to address public safety, infrastructure repair, economic development, and other tough issues. Walsh has said there's no Republican or Democrat way to plow snow or deliver any other city service. Hudson agrees and gets the feeling that millennials do too. She heard from them on the campaign trail.
The millennials aren't looking on the D's and the R's. The millennial is looking on how can you better enhance my life. And that's all they care about. And they're going to look to the person that can do that. And I guess you could say I kind of took my lead from them.
Hudson says the growing voices and influence of millennials can't be ignored. Three new members will join Hudson on the council in January. Their first job will be to appoint someone to fill her councilor-at-large seat. For more on this and other local news, go to WAER.org.